Welcome back. And today is March Madness. March 1099 Madness, that is. And today we're talking facts over feelings. It's that time again. March Madness. Basketball's everywhere. But not the one on TV. This is the 1099 Madness. We've got the 1099s rolling in. The corrected 1099s rolling in. W-2 sitting in your mailbox. And K-1 still waiting on them. Playing hide and seek. So, this is a part of tax season where things can get messy, confusing, and honestly frustrating. So today I want to cut through the noise and walk you through a few simple surprises I'm seeing right now while working on some tax 1040s. So buckle up. The first thing I want to talk about is what is often overlooked. It's just your withholdings, and the withholdings in regards to the Social Security Fairness Act. Yes, the Social Security Fairness Act. I am seeing retirees who are receiving a larger benefit from a Social Security standpoint. Case in point, looking over a tax return, and I noticed there was a retroactive benefit paid in 1 month. Well, what happens? Well, that's fine. We get a larger benefit, but we weren't ready to update those withholdings. A lot of people didn't update those withholdings. So what happens now is now you're getting a larger amount, but taking out less or no taxes on that particular benefit. So when we get to tax season, oh, I got to pay. What happened? Well, because you made more in Social Security last year. So if you're a teacher, public servant, person like that, who either didn't pay into Social Security or paid into Social Security very minimally, or paid in Social Security and had your benefit reduced, you may have been a beneficiary of the Social Security Fairness Act. Here's what's happening. The government is truing up those benefits. They're throwing them out there saying, hey, you know what? We withheld these benefits. We reduced those benefits. The government pension offset or the windfall elimination provision, most of you the government pension offset. So it sounds great. But again, you have to adjust your withholdings. Now you owe. And not just in some cases, but in many cases, the tax bill can be meaningful. And if you didn't pay throughout the year, you may not be ready for that tax bill. Also, late payment penalties. Interest on those late payment penalties. This will be hitting you now. So the lesson is simple. Moving forward with you and your advisor. More income does not equate to more money in your pocket always. If you don't plan to set the tax aside, it could be a problem. So going forward, adjust your withholdings or build into a tax strategy, something like maybe withhold more on a distribution on another account. But be prepared for these things because they will happen. Working with a tax professional like an enrolled agent or a CPA or working with a certified financial planner or someone in that world can help you minimize this as much as possible. Because again, what I'm seeing right now is something that people didn't necessarily prepare for. Part two, are you actually receiving a bigger refund? This goes back to withholdings once again. I keep hearing this. My refund is bigger than this year. What changed? Let's just slow down for a second. There's a lot of noise around this 03B bill. People thinking it's putting more money in my pocket. The reality, it's mostly an extension of the existing tax code. The only things that change, a little bit of additional amount for the child tax credit, enhanced deductions for seniors, and no tax on tips and overtime. But let's be very, very clear on no tax on tips and overtime. You got to pay payroll taxes. So there's going to be a tax. Oh, you're getting to the minutiae of it. I know. But again, everything is ultimately taxed in the end. So if you're a W-2 employee, you're still paying payroll taxes. If you're receiving a Social Security, maybe paying taxes on those same benefits. If you're not a W-2 employee or a 1099 employee, or you're getting overtime or whatever, there's still payroll taxes that you pay. So where are the bigger refunds coming from? Most of the times, they're coming from you. You're just over withholding. It's not a new massive tax break. They're just giving you your money back. You're not winning. You just gave the government a tax-free loan, like I said on the last podcast, because I think it's very valuable. And now you're getting your money back. That's not a strategy. That's just a timing difference. So before you celebrate this refund, ask yourself, could I have used that money more meaningfully during the year? Because that's where the planning comes in. You can be more meaningful. Our job is to say, you know what? I want to break even at the end of the year. And most of the time, we either get a refund or we have to pay. But we want to get as close to zero as possible. The last thing I want to talk about on this Facts Over Feeling episode, because it's always a good feeling, is a hidden opportunity. Most people don't really have an idea about this. If you had a late filing penalty between 2019 and 2024, you may be eligible for a refund. Why? Because the pandemic, filing deadlines were postponed, enforcement got messy, and penalties were applied in situations where they arguably shouldn't have been. There's a case out there, Knowing versus USA, that opened the door for this. The government, during the pandemic, pushed back filing because of all the issues that were going on, because people weren't going to work. People were just sitting out of the workforce and you had to keep your distance, all that stuff. So they basically pushed that back. So what does that mean? Here's what you need to do. Go pull your IRS transcripts. Look at the years between 2019 and 2024. I believe it's 2024. Check for failure to file penalties and interest. If you see them, you may be able to file Form 843, claim for refund and request for abatement, and request your money back. But here's the key. The deadline is July 10, 2026. Miss that, opportunity's gone. I can't help you anymore. So even if it's a few hundred bucks or a thousand, that's money back in your pocket. It's these types of things that people don't know about. So today, on this Facts Over Feelings episode, here's the bottom line. Tax season isn't just about filing. It's about understanding what's actually happening underneath the surface. Right now, what I'm seeing, unexpected tax bills from Social Security adjustments, misunderstood refunds, and missed opportunities to reclaim penalties. This is why planning matters. Not just reacting once a year, but staying ahead of it. Facts Over Feelings. Thank you guys for listening. Stay humble, stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.